Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Brent Hesse here with you. Joining me is Noah Cassidy. It's Friday. It's also Halloween weekend.
Halloween weekend. Yes, it is. Lots of spooky stuff going on. You can go do some Halloween haunts and stuff like that. And both of us, because of Halloween, we decided to get us a little Halloween-ish type of facts.
You got to embrace the holiday.
Scariness. So
getting a spooky season.
Mine's definitely not scary, but it's going to be rapid fire. I don't know how many of these I'm going to do, but it's just a bunch of cool facts that deal specifically with Halloween.
Okay.
All right. So the holiday dates back more than 2,000 years. It's been around for a long time. Trick-or-treating has actually existed since medieval times.
Wow.
So that's been going on for a long time. Some Halloween rituals used to be geared towards finding a husband. So I guess people were soulmate searching on Halloween back then. I don't know. That was back in the 18th century.
Dressing up in the same costume as you?
I guess. I have no idea. That's what this thing's telling me. Okay. Immigrants helped popularize the holiday in the U.S. So it really wasn't a U.S. holiday. It was the immigrants that came over that kind of brought it. And that was back in the 1930s.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sugar rationing during World War II paused trick-or-treating.
Yeah, you had to skip a year or two.
Yeah, so that's kind of sucks for the Halloween trick-or-treaters, but, I mean, that was a long time ago, so it's all good. All right, just a few more we're going to do. Now, Halloween is the second largest commercial holiday in the country.
That's crazy.
That's
pretty surprising.
Insane. It's probably Christmas.
Christmas
first,
has to be number one. With all
Halloween
the presents
is number two.
But, yeah, wow.
That's pretty crazy. Okay, most Americans spend on candy, decorations, and costumes. And let's see, I want to kind of see about how much overall Americans spend an average
Let me guess,
of
about $80 per person.
Oh, you were way off. Oh. 1,048.
$1,048?
Yep. Overall, Americans spend an average of $1,004. Okay, well, this includes a few. This is all the winter ones. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That makes more sense. So on average, Americans spends $1,048 on winter holidays.
Gotcha.
That was dated in 2019.
Christmas, maybe even New Year's probably.
Yeah, so that makes a little bit more sense. So that makes sense. One more, and we'll be done. The Irish are the ones who brought the jack-o'-lanterns.
Irish
so
with the jack-o'-lanterns.
That's why we do jack-o'-lanterns for the good old Halloween. It's actually an Irish thing. So there you go.
Yeah, a lot of those I had no idea on. That's pretty cool. Thank you for those, Noah. Very good stuff on the Did You Know Show. Now, my turn. Mine is going to be a spooky one. Did you know Dracula is based off a real person?
A real person?
Yeah. So it's kind of like the one that you had earlier this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About Nightmare on Elm Street.
Uh-huh.
So it's based off a real person. Now, this famous vampire is based on the historical figure Vlad Tepes, or Vlad Dracula. He was a Romanian ruler in the 15th century who liked to stick his enemies on spikes.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
So his
Vlad the Impaler.
Yes,
I know who it is. Okay.
That's
I didn't
exactly
know that
right.
He was based off of him, though.
That's exactly right. His nickname was Vlad the Impaler, and he was not a very nice guy. The Dracula in his original name means son of the dragon. Dracul was his dad's nickname, so that's why they were able to get Dracula out of it. And that refers to his fearsome reputation. Now, he obviously didn't look like the modern vampire that we associate with Halloween or spooky situations, but he did have a mustache and a big fancy hat. And I don't think he ever drank any blood, but he did like to make sure he vanquished his enemies.
Yeah, he spilled the blood at
least. So there you go. Dracula, just kind of like the Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, you got to change it, make it a little bit more broader, appealing, and everything. But interesting that it was based off this Romanian ruler from the 15th century, Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, it's crazy. I knew the guy. I had no idea. I mean, I didn't know the guy.
But you'd heard of him.
The guy.
Yeah, right.
But I had no idea that that's what Dracula was based off of. That's cool.
Well, there you go. That's our Did You Know show for this spooky season, Halloween weekend. Hope everybody has a fun and safe Halloween weekend. Make sure you come on back Monday for another episode of the Did You Know show.